April 8th, 2003, approximately 18:47 hours. This will be an interview with Deputy Daniel Blank, ID number 3755, reference officer-involved shooting. Okay, why don't you go ahead and just start out by telling me, you know, how you got notified of the call, or how you just, you know, how it was that you, you know, ended up responding to this call for service.
Roger and I, Kelly and I, were down in Westlake area, and we heard the call go out, and Roger initiated the response. He said that we were going to respond to the suicidal subject for training purposes.
Let me stop you right there. What was it that you heard as far as how was the call put out?
It was put out as a male with a knife stabbing himself in the left arm behind, I believe it was the stuffed crust pizzeria, I think it is. And they thought that he was still armed with the knife.
Okay. And so Deputy Roger Kelly, who's your field training officer?
Correct.
Okay. He said that you guys were going to respond?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and take it from there.
So we responded. We went to, we turned right onto Brazil. And as we...
Okay, when you say you turned right onto Brazil...
We were northbound Moore Park.
Okay.
We turned right onto Brazil.
Okay, so now you're heading eastbound on Brazil. Okay.
Eastbound on Brazil. Several citizens hailed us down. There's probably about five or six standing on the corner of the driveway into the parking lot right in front of the stuffed crust. We stopped there, rolled down the window. They said that the subject ran northbound into the apartment building. I made a U-turn. We came back out of the driveway and turned right, went eastbound Brazil to Hoden Camp, and turned left going northbound on Hoden Camp, and I stopped directly in front of the apartments. These apartments right here, I think they're the, what were they, the Linwood?
Lori Lane apartments.
We stopped directly in front of them, got out of our car, and went on foot looking through the apartment building.
I'm sorry, let me stop you for a second. When you say you stopped, did you stop on Hoden Camp or did you stop on Wilbur?
We stopped on Hoden Camp.
Okay.
I was northbound Hoden Camp, and I stopped directly in front of the building, in front of the apartments on Hoden Camp.
Okay, go ahead.
We walked through the apartment building. I saw the subject in the back alleyway behind on the west side of the apartments. I believe it was Deputy Camus was eastbound on Wilbur and turned into the alleyway directly north of my position. And I pointed him out. I said, I think that's him. The subject was a young male. He had a black sweatshirt and black pants on. And he was holding his left arm up.
Okay, and you're holding yours so you got a bend in your elbow about 90 degrees?
Right.
Okay.
And he was holding it up. I couldn't see any blood or anything, but he was kind of staggering, and his shirt was down over his arms. But I thought that was him because of the way he was holding his hands. The deputy, that I believe it was Camus, stopped, kind of got out of his car to try and make contact with the subject, but he began to run northbound out of the driveway or out of the alleyway across.
Okay, and I just need to clarify this you're saying the right things and I'm understanding you correctly.
Okay.
So you're saying that what we're looking at here is we're looking at the driveway that runs north to south between Wilbur and Brazil.
Correct.
That's located on the extreme west side of that apartment complex. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys were on foot coming through the apartment complex when you first observed the subject,
yes.
AP?
Yes.
And that's when you saw Senior Deputy Camus turn into that driveway area, and
right.
You yelled at him that you thought that was the DP.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what did you see? Where did the DP go next?
He ran on foot northbound out of the alleyway across Wilbur up into across Wilbur kind of in a northeasterly direction into this area over here. I don't know what it is right over there. It was kind of like a parking lot that we ran through, and there's a wall. There was a wall there. He jumped the wall. Okay. When I jumped the wall, I saw big bloody handprint on the wall, so I knew he went over that direction, and there's a big vacant field right there. And I kind of lost everybody there because everybody else were in cars and driving up east and north. So I ran across the field, eastbound across the field, through some bushes, and it appeared like it was another parking lot. Not necessarily a parking lot, but maybe it's like another apartment building right up there. I ran north and east trying to find where everybody was at. I could hear him yelling that he was in the bushes. So I ran through some bushes that are up in that direction. Think of what and everything is up there. Thing I can really remember is that I was running, trying to catch up to them, running through like a field and through some bushes. Ended up in an area where there was a field, and I saw that there was a big pepper trees and some bushes off into the northeast corner. And I ran in that direction. I saw a couple of deputies, I don't know exactly who they were standing around this one particular area where there's a bushes and pepper trees. Kind of looked like it was a homeless encampment right there. Searching through that area. I got up into that area. We're searching in there. Then we heard Fuller say that he had them more north of our location, which was next to the little power plant that's right there. And it's encased in chain link fencing. But there's access to be able to get around it. Fuller was in that, on the east side of that power plant area. He tried to pepper spray him. And did nothing.
That you saw him actually?
I didn't see him. I got there and he had just pepper sprayed him. I didn't see him pepper spray him, but I could smell it and I could see it on the subject. The subject continued north and west through the field behind, north of the power plant. And it was Kelly, myself, Camus, following after him. We got up to a block wall or fence of some sort. Telling him drop the knife. He sat on it. He kept stabbing himself.
Where was he stabbing himself?
On his arm. All up and down his whole entire forearm, okay, just stabbing himself.
You're making a motion like you're holding a knife in your right hand, and you're stabbing like your
yes.
left forearm and upper bicep area?
Right.
Okay.
Wasn't responsive. We told him, you know, that you know, take care of it. Wouldn't respond. He began running down the west side of the power plant. There's a small little area right next to the chain link fence, and then it goes into a access road. Deputy Crystal headed the subject off from the south. The subject was southbound, and she headed him off. She had her gun drawn, told him to drop the knife. He refused to drop the knife. He then went to the right, going westbound, jumped over a block wall. I believe that's when Bonebright got on scene, right about there, and he had less lethal. We told him to take a shot. He didn't have a shot. He couldn't get to him. He was too far away. We continued west into the Glen Oak, by the Glen Oaks apartments. We got to the little alleyway of the Glen Oaks apartments. Going back a couple of feet, going back a few feet, there were, before he jumped the fence, or before he jumped the wall going towards the apartments, there were two shots fired of the beanbag rounds, and I believe those were shot by Senior Deputy Welty. I didn't see him shoot them, I heard them. I put out that the beanbag was deployed so that nobody thought it was shots, actual live rounds being fired.
So you put that out, you mean over the air?
Over the radio.
Okay.
I then jumped over the wall, and we were still going westbound. We went westbound towards the Glen Oaks apartments. We got onto this alleyway and started going north.
Okay, when you say...
It's kind of like a driveway. Yeah, it's more of a driveway than an alleyway, I guess.
Okay. You're talking about the driveway that we're looking at right now that leads
right
all the way up into the swim school?
Right.
Okay.
We started going north on the driveway. Went up north on the driveway. It was... I believe it was Crystal, Camus, Kelly, and myself, and I think Bonebright and Welty were behind us. I was about 20 feet away from Kelly, Crystal, and Camus. We all had our guns drawn on him. He was kind of staggering. He was going towards the swim school, the kids' swim school. And that's when I heard and saw the first four shots fired. It didn't seem to hit him. At first I thought they were beanbag rounds because it didn't do anything to the guy. He just kept going. He went about another 15, 20 feet, maybe 30 feet. And that's when I heard another three rounds fired, and then the subject went down to the ground. He was kind of on top of his hands. I saw him, he was face down, lying north-south along the driveway. We had him gunned. Kelly grabbed him by the feet and drug him back to get his hands out from underneath of him. We found the weapon. We verified that he didn't have a weapon in his hand. Notified for fire and ambulance. Notified dispatch that shots were fired. And waited for medical response to get there.
Okay. When was it that you first saw that the subject was in possession of a knife?
When he was standing on or sitting on the wall or fence just above the power plant, and he was actually stabbing himself. Okay.
And what did that knife look like to you? I mean, do you remember what it looked like?
It looked like a real thin pencil, and fairly long, probably about 6 to 8 inches long. But I couldn't actually see a blade. But it just looked real thin, and but I couldn't actually tell if it was an actual knife or what it was at that time. But I did notice it was doing damage to him as he was stabbing himself.
And when you say damage, I mean what specifically?
Excessive blood.
Okay. Now, when you guys were chasing him up this driveway here that leads up to the school, as you're running up there, was anyone saying anything to this guy?
Continuously through that whole point, I told him to stop, put the knife down. You know, don't go any further. You know, stop, stop, stop. He would not stop.
Okay.
Continuously moved.
Okay. At any point in time from when you first saw him till after he had been shot, did he say anything to you or any of the other deputies?
I never heard him say anything.
Okay. All right. Now, when you got up to the driveway at this driveway we're talking about that leads to the swim school, or you're in front of the swim school, did the subject, did he continue to run, or did he stop on his own?
Okay, well, I don't understand what you mean.
Okay, you said you were chasing him up the driveway, right?
Correct.
And you were all yelling?
Right.
Okay, or, you know, telling him to drop the knife, stop, drop the knife. Okay, he continued running.
Correct.
Okay, and I believe, and if I'm mistaken, definitely make sure I understand you correctly, you said that all of the deputies that were up in that area had their guns out?
Yes.
Okay, all handguns out?
Yes.
Okay. And then as you're running up the driveway, what is it that he does again when he gets up near the swim school?
As he starts getting closer to the swim school, he's not obeying any of the commands mm-hmm. at all. He's still moving, he's going. Like I said, I was about 20 feet, 30 feet away from Kelly, Crystal, and Camus. And I didn't actually see if he did anything. I didn't, like I said, I didn't even see the actual shots. All I heard were the shots fired.
Okay. All right. So as you guys are chasing him up the driveway, well, he's in front. He's the first subject running up the driveway. Who's behind him? Who's next behind him? If you can remember. If you can't remember something, that's okay.
I can't remember exactly who. But I seem to remember that it was Crystal, Kelly, then Camus.
Okay. And then you, and then Welty and Bonebright?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Prior to the shots being fired, do you recall anyone that was up there saying anything in particular? You had described that people all along had been telling him to stop running, drop the knife, things like that, but just prior to the shooting, do you remember anyone saying anything in particular other than those phrases over and over again?
Okay. No.
Okay, I think what we're going to do right now is I'm going to turn the tape recorder off, and what I'm going to do is just we're going to walk over here real quick just so I can get some addresses and stuff so I have that for the report, okay? So we're going to turn the tape recorder off at approximately 19:06 hours. Okay, it's approximately 19:11 hours, and we're going to turn the tape recorder back on, go back in the interview now, driving the route that Deputy Blanc took with Deputy Kelly upon arriving on scene. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm driving in here into the parking lot of Stuffcrest Pizza. This is what you did, right?
Right.
Okay, so I'm coming off it.
We stopped right in the driveway, contacted the citizens right on the corner
here. Did you stop here?
Yes, we stopped right by that by the stop sign.
Okay.
I made a U-turn.
In here?
Yeah.
Where it's
all
taped off?
Taped off.
Okay. So what we did was come in the driveway off of Brazil Street, right in front of Stuffed Crust Pizza. Turned eastbound into the driveway area on the north side of Stuffed Crust Pizza where you made your U-turn. You came out, drove eastbound on Brazil. Okay, go ahead.
We continued down to this first street right here.
Okay.
Which this is probably where I was throwing you off. Yeah, it's not Hoden Camp.
Okay.
We went northbound.
Okay, so you reached Lori Lane. from Brazil. From eastbound Brazil, you turn northbound on Lorrie Lane.
Correct.
Okay.
I stopped the patrol car right in here.
Okay, so you pull over to the west curb line on Lorrie Lane in front of the complex, park your vehicle, okay?
Both Kelly and I got out and went northbound and then through the entrance of the apartments.
Okay. So you stopped just, about the first building south of the Biltmore Leasing Office, which is located at 555 Lorrie Lane. Got out of the vehicle, went on foot, walking westbound through the apartment complex.
Correct.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down here, we're going to get in the driveway area, and you can talk me through that part. So you know some of the stuff that I'm, the reason why I'm repeating all this stuff is for me later when I gotta write this up, so. Okay, we're now in, okay, so now we're on the westernmost driveway of 555 Lorrie Lane, which connects Brazil Street and Wilbur.
I came out of the apartment right about in here,
okay,
right about the H building.
Okay.
I was going westbound. I came out into the alleyway here, and I started to walk northbound. I saw the subject past all of the carports and walking northbound. Like I said before, I believed it was Deputy Camus that came into the driveway right here, kind of stopped his patrol car. The subject was standing right here at the west corner.
So you're pointing at the
B building.
Pointing at the east facing traffic stalls on the south west corner of the B building. Go ahead.
When Camus started to try and get out of his car, the subject ran northbound out of the driveway.
Okay, so he runs northbound through the driveway out onto Wilbur.
He ran across the street of Wilbur,
mm-hmm.
ran up into that little parking lot area there, and jumped the fence,
okay.
or jumped the wall right there.
So he runs into the parking lot of the complex where the it's Harrison Eckenberg and Murphy LLP. Runs in there, runs over, there's a fence on the...
There's a block wall
block
right
wall
there.
Right here, okay.
Jumps that block wall heading eastbound.
Okay, into that field.
Into that
area.
Field.
Okay.
Runs through that field. Jumps, or goes through those bushes right there. Can still continue eastbound, runs through this parking lot here.
Okay.
Goes through those bushes right there, still eastbound. We ended up back up in here somewhere.
Okay, so he's still running through the parking lot here?
Yeah, he ran through the parking lot.
Okay.
Just north of this area, he went through the bushes.
Okay. So when he comes out, when he jumps that block wall right there, he runs out. Does he come out right here at the driveway where you see the units parked at?
No.
He went through
the bushes.
Okay. So he's up behind these buildings then?
Right.
Okay.
That might actually be like the little encampment area that I was talking about.
Okay.
That corner right there where... maybe not. Let me check on the other side.
That's like the electrical plant up there.
That's where we went up through where that unit is up there.
Okay, so once he comes over the wall between that business complex where the pool, you know, is located at the very north end, he jumps this wall, he stays in this field.
He runs through the field.
Okay.
Comes through this parking lot area here.
Okay, so he actually did come into this parking lot here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Comes up.
Hold on a second. So he runs into the parking lot of 187. Okay, runs through the parking lot of 187. Heading eastbound, turns northbound on the east side of the parking lot?
Correct.
Okay.
And then goes up in through these buildings here.
Okay.
And this is kind of where I lost everybody, but I found them on the other side of these buildings.
Okay.
At that little encampment, like, area that I was talking about next to the pepper trees.
Okay.
And then, which I think is just on the east side of this building.
Okay. And then from there, how does he end up again back over here?
From that encampment, we went a little bit further north.
Okay.
And that's where Fuller, I guess, pepper sprayed him. And then there was the field that's right behind, just north of this power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Kelly Camus and I ran across the field. Then just on the other side, in this northwest corner of the power plant area, that's where he sat there and started stabbing his arm. And then he ran southbound on the west side of this power plant, coming through here. And I think that there's, on the other side of this building, I think there's an access road. Yeah, Deputy Crystal came into this driveway here, stopped her patrol car up on the drive, up in there as we were coming down southbound. We came out. She got out of her car, had him at gunpoint, told him to stop, and he started running westbound through the bushes across the field again, going back towards the Glen Oaks Apartments.
And just so I know, the driveway that he was describing is located just on the west side of 187 Wilbur, the buildings complex at 187 Wilbur. Now, it might be hard for us to get up in the next area with my car, but is when he jumped, I believe you said he jumped the wall into that those apartments over there?
Yes.
Okay. So when he comes out, he's actually up in the apartments, which are about halfway down that driveway, off, you know, between Wilbur and the swimming school. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Through the field behind there, mm-hmm. Just north of this business building, in between the business building and the apartments, is where we came out, got onto this driveway, and we started going northbound on that driveway.
Okay. And then you started running northbound?
Yes.
Okay. Can you describe the people and kind of how they were as far as were in relation to where you were at while you were running northbound?
As we were going northbound, I was about 20, 30 feet south of everybody else as everybody was going north. And like I said, I believe it was Crystal, Kelly, and Camus. And they were right up on the subject. Just to the subject's right.
Okay.
They were probably within 10, 15 feet of the subject.
Okay. And obviously you had said earlier that they had been yelling at the subject to drop the knife, stop running and drop the knife.
Yes, all of us were I mean, even though I was still a ways back behind them, I could still hear everybody, you know, telling them to stop. I was trying to tell them to stop. And then I think Welty and Bonebright were behind me, and both of them had the less lethal with them.
Okay. And then what was it that you, what did you see the subject do, if anything, prior to the shooting actually taking place?
All I really saw him doing was just continuously walking or running northbound on the road. I didn't see him, I couldn't really see, or I didn't see him actually do anything particular.
Okay, and what was the distance between you and him, an estimate?
Probably about 30 feet.
All right, is there anything else you can think of?
That's probably about it.
Okay. Do you remember, was the suspect facing the deputies?
When the initial shots were fired, I don't remember.
Okay. And was he continuing to run northbound up the driveway, or was he running towards the swim school?
Yeah, he was running up towards the swim school.
Okay. Well. Okay, go ahead.
He wasn't really at the swim school yet. It was just before the swim school.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't want to make it sound like he was running into the swim school, but he was running towards the swim school area where there was kids and family in that area.
Okay. Now, did you see any children or family in the parking lot area?
At the time the shots were fired, I did not see, or I couldn't.
Okay. That's fine.
I was focused on the suspect.
Okay, what about any time after the shots had been fired and the suspect was down?
Some people came out of the swim school area.
Okay. Alrighty then. We're going to end the interview at approximately 19:25 hours.